suchel lizbech as a Pesach b'yechud shorechum. So Rashi says suchel lizbech as a Pesach b'yechud b'shvil yochid loytiz b'chenu. Shiyosi a yochid germa moel b'shchitosoi shum tzadatiyah. One person alone is not enough to make it this way or that way. That's the way Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseya dash in this posik. You want to say you wrote people to Tumeim, need at least two more than Tumeim. You have to have at least 52 to 48. But you can't have just 51 to 49, that's not enough. Or 51 to 50 has to be there, one more than this. If you have to count, there's 51 at Tumeim, it says, and 50 at Tor, that wouldn't be enough. You have to have 51 to 49. That has to be two different. We have Shimon Aimer, Chiddush. Afilu Shevet Echot Tumeim. If you have only one whole Shevet, the whole Shevet Binyamin, and the Shevet doesn't mean the whole Shevet Binyamin, the whole Eretz Yisrael. It just means the Shevotim that are here right now in Yerushalayim that are ready to bring the Korban Pesach. You only make account of the people that are here ready to bring the Korban Pesach. If all the people from Binyamin that came to bring the Korban Pesach at Tumeim, v'shar kol ha-Shevotim Torim, and all the other 11 Shevotim at Tor, still, halachim is halol lo-moysim li-yatzvan, halol lo-moysim li-yatzvan. The Shimon holds one whole Shevet has a din. And if they're Tumeim, it blinds like Rav Din of Machtza, that the Tumeim do it the Tumeim, they have a right to bring it to Tumeim, and the Torah have to bring it to Torah though. No, when you have 50-50, you're also Shev, you don't say Cholik. You only say Cholik when Mamash the Rov at Tumeim, then you say Cholik. But when you have either Rov, either when you have 50-50, or else here the Chiddush according to Reb Shimon, when you have one whole Shev, the whole Shev is Tumeim, they have a right to bring it. Well, the other, but they're not really raised to Tumeim here. The gate to the other Shvatim is only Miyat. So the other Shvatim don't have the head to do it with Tumah. The only have the head to do it with Tumah if Roiv is Tumeim. Well, my time with Rav Shimon, what's the time of Rav Shimon? Ksavri yields, Shevet Echad Ipri Kau. One Shevet is also called a cow. So since the cow is Tumeya, they have a right to bring it with Tumah. But only them, not the rest of Klai Yisrael. We have Yehudu Aymenok. Afilu Shevet Echad Tumei, V'Shar Kol HaShvotim Torim, is Yasim B'Tumah. He holds, everybody now has the right to bring him B'Tumah. Because he holds the Klal, Shein Korban Siva Cholik, no matter what. There's never a case that you have a Korban Pesach brought with two types of categories. That Torim bring it Tahor, and Tumei bring him B'Tumah. Once there's any time ahead there, even just for one Shevet here, that Tumei, they have a right to bring him B'Tumah, automatically the whole Klal Yisrael has a right to bring him B'Tumah also. Rashi says, Yes, the Tumah after him Yirtzu. The Rashi says, because it's a Gnai, it's not nice. The Klai Yisrael has two different halachas. That some do it the Tyrus, some do it with Tumah. That's not nice. Therefore, he holds a Svara, anytime somebody can do it with Tumayon, the whole Tzibra has a right to do it. But before Rashi says, he holds Ikre Kal, if Shimon holds one shave, it's called the Kal, or Milsa Perk, the Forest Barius, the Komle Rachmon Le Yaakov, Goy, Ukal, Goy, Yim Imechem, Ukvano, Doloy, Kolashvot, and Chutzme Vid Yamin. And so Terah says, you're going to be born the Kahal. Hilkach, you see from me, Shevet Echad Choshev Ketzibron. Even one Shevet is called the Kahal. Melov le Mitchil Sheni. Since they're called the Tzibron, they're not pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but they could do it Pesach Rishon. Weiter. So the Shein Korban Tzibron Cholik. We have Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal. Rabbi Yehuda is also asking for Rabbi Shimon that one shevet is called the cow. For every little palgo palgo, it's considered like 50-50. But he also deems the chanrav and holds the en korban tzibur cholik. There's you can't make different halachas in the korban tzibur. Me'el of the avdi kula betuma. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. He would argue in Rav's din. It's any time there's a heter for anybody to bring the betuma, you always have it in. Everybody has the same right to bring the betuma. It's not nice to say some do betuma, some do betayr. That's the gnai for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, when any time somebody has a heter, they have to apply it to everybody. Itma, Hoyo Yisrael machtze Torim machtzim Tumeim. There's 50-50 count on Klal Yisrael. Omar Rav, what does Rav say? Rav gives an etzah, mitamim echad mehem b'sheretz. Let's make one of the people that are Torah, let's be mitamim b'sheretz. And therefore, he's not royal to bring a Pesach now, so he's also called Tumah. Therefore, he'll have rolled Klal Yisrael at Tumeim, and therefore, by this, everybody can do it for Tumah. Rashi, mitamim echad mehem, ki echad mehem v'roiv Tumeim, v'nev da kula b'tumah. As Rav himself holds, when you have exactly 50-50, Rav's din before was the what? The Torim do it b'tayro, and the Tumeim do it b'tumeim. But vice Rav himself holds, that's also not so nice though. So Rav says, the Yetzer is, be metame one other person, now you have rove people that are Tumeim, and now everybody can do it b'tumeh. That's what you're supposed to do. is said Gemara. V'yamai, what's so schwer? Neved hani luchadayu, v'hani luchadayu. Rav held before when you have 50-50, each one has a right to make a Pesach Rishon. Just you have two categories. So Torah do it for Tyre, and Tumim do it for Tumut. And tomorrow, the Omar Rav before said, halolu waisim liyatzmon, v'yalolu waisim liyatzmon. Rav's chiddush was that 50-50, both of them are called like a majority, and they both have a right to bring a Pesach Rishon. Just this one, but Tyre's one, but Tumim. So why does Rav now give you an eitzah to be matam of one of the Torahim? Amri says, "Hoch in my skin, what are we talking about? Kagoyin shoyu tumeyim oitzum alatorim. Enoch nami no. When Rav says the eitzah to matama one person is going, when really kagoyin shoyu tumeyim oitzum alatorim, it's not mamish 50-50. There's 51 people that are tumey and 50 people are tor. So still he says be matama one more person. Fred Gemari hochi hevelu ruba tumeyim is nevda kula betuma." The way it is right now, there are a majority of people that are Tameyim. What do you have to matam one more person for? Right now, you have 51 people, connected 50. So that alone is called a Roiv. So true, it's not called Machtza, but what do you have to matam one more person for? The way you are right now, everybody can bring a Betumah. So the Mer name, Sovolok Rav Loza Bemasya. The Omar Ein HaYochum Achriyas Atzibu Letumah. He holds just one more person can make the count to say there's Roiv Tameyim over the Torim. No, it's not called Roiv. Therefore, it's a modern case. It's not called Machza Machzama either. When do you have Rav's din that each one does separately, that's Mamish 50-50. But here you have 51 one way and 50 the other way, it's not Machza Machza anymore. I don't know what the din will be then. But I call upon him, you don't have the locha then to say Roiv could do it for Tumah. So therefore, Rav says the answer is the Matama, one of the 50 people, to make the count now 52 to 49. So male now you'll have two people more. Roiv people to name him, yes, everybody could do it to Tumah. Hirashi says, "Can I show you oitzvim al term echod to lechoz the term rishon?" But then the people that are Torah are not chozi for Pesach rishon. The ma'i hochi abazoi hoza kush leduchte. Neved hani luchadai monoshvet gemara. Now the more discussion now, he says. The Yochi, you're telling me now what? That right now it's 51, Kenegas 50. You're telling me now Rav holds like Rav Lovaz of Rav Memasya, that you need two to make Roiv, to make a majority. But without two, the Chur is called like 50-50. For the Gemara Yochin, Hoda Kush Leduchta. If once you don't have two more, so that should be called now like 50-50. Or but they automatically, Nevdu Hana Luchadayu, Vana Luchadayu. Rav Lishitasa, what do you gain now? Rav holds 50-50, the Tumeyim bring the Tumah, and the Torah bring the Tyra. So let it stay that way. What do you have to tell me if Dafkasi Matama one more person? What for? Let it stay the way it is, and everybody can still bring it. But Eli, you have to answer like this. No, the more don't want to say the chil between 51 and 15. If you hold like Rav Lazar ben Masya, that you always need at least 52 to 15, so it's not called a new halacha. That's still called mamash like 50-50. So it's machzah machzah according to Rav. The way it is now, everybody can bring it. So why does Rav have to say in modern case, be metama one more person? Elo hochikom, this is what Rav meant to say. Yika tana, if you're going to find me a tana, tisova lo ketana kama. If you find me a Tana that argues on me, and holds like Rav Kana, that holds the Yoma, Palga Palga, Loy Avdi Kula Betumah, if you tell me that Palga Palga is not called Betumah, the Tana says Yoma, Palga Palga, Loy Avdi Kula Betumah, the Sovolok Reb Yehuda, the Omar Ein Korban Siba Cholik, that a Korban Siba cannot be Cholik. Rashi says, "Lochi koma uliyor lo machza machza dafka." So we're talking about mamash 50-50. Lochi koma Rav. In meshkachas tana, if you find me a tana, the yista that holds katana kama, that what the yomam. Palgo palgo, if you have 50-50, lo yavdi torin betuma. The Torahic people cannot do it betuma. Kiriktoni halolu oisim liyatzman. They hold like Rav's din that 50-50. The people that are tor cannot do it betuma. The yista dafka do it betayra. Ukrab Yehuda. But you're going to tell me a time that also holds like if you destroy the Gemara. Ukrab Yehuda, the Omar Ein Korban Siba Cholik, that holds you can't have this din. If you tell me 50-50 should be, this one does the Tyra, this one does the Tumah, but if Yehuda holds that's a Stira. Ein Korban Siba Cholik. You can't have a Korban Siba has a half a lochis. 50 term, 50 to million. So then what do you do? How do you make it that everybody should have the same halacha? Then akorcha, you have to make an eitzah to say, mitama mechad mehem, let's see mitama one more person b'sheretz, And Amela, now, you'll have what? You'll have Rov people that are Tameim, and therefore everybody can bring a Betumah. So that's what Rav wanted to say. About the Rav goes to Shitosoi, Palga is 50-50. Islam is both Karoi. But if you're told like Rav Yehuda that you can't have such a locha in Korban Si B'cholot, you can't divide up the two. Therefore, what you have to do is imatama one more person and make him betumish sheretz. So, if you the yom ain't carbon see the cholik, metama mechem yam sheretz. Viula, that's what Rav said. Viula ama, what does Ula say? No, mishalchen echem mihem laderech rechayka. Let's throw away one, tell one person to go far away. So, the top Tosha says, pirashechem minatorim. If you have 50-50 right now, make one of the Torah people go away. Go Derech Rechoika. So then not in this count right now. Because since they're not in the count right now, the count of the people here that are able to bring Korban Pesach, how many have? You have rogue people at Tumayim. Therefore, the din is everybody can bring a Betumah. So that's the eight. So when you have 50-50, and you're like the Yehuda, that you can't have two Alochis, so you have to be Masaka, do something here. So there's one or two eights. Either be metama somebody that's tor, or else take a tor to the person, send them away, make him go chutz l'machnir. We'll see later, Mishnah later, exactly how far away you have to be in order to be potter for making a pesach rishon. So machlokes in the Mishnah later. We'll see later on. For the Gemara though, be tamera b'sheretz. Why does Ula say to make the person go away? Why don't you just be metama b'sheretz? Kisavar he holds sheichtin v'zarchin atam b'sheretz. No, the person just touched the sheretz today, he's not called tummy. He's allowed to bring a pesach rishon. Because since that night time will become Tor, he could eat the meat at night. So he can make a shliach, and the shliach makes the shritta for him. So that's not called the Talmudic person Ula. Or b'zoy v'temenu b'meis, good. So you hold not sheriff, let's let him touch your meis mamish. And then he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So that's called, he'll be called in the majority of the Temeim. And then he could bring a Pesach Rishon, because rove people will be Temeim. So he could bring a Pesach Rishon. If you make him touch your mace today, he's going to be tummy for 7 days. If he's tummy for 7 days, tomorrow on Pesach, the first day Pesach, we'll be able to bring Shal Mechagiga. We have before, there's a chayv to bring a Shal Mechagiga on Yontif. And if you're tummy, that you can't do. As of tomorrow, but say, Hashtanami, Matchei Watami Peschoi. If you're going to mask him from Pesach, if you make him a tummy mace right now. There it is, Efsha the Yavid Visheni. He can make a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara b'meis nami. Don't forget. If you send them away, hashtanami. If you send them away, matchei wat mi pesach. If you send them away, you're telling them you can't do a pesach rishon. And the Gemara asked the other b'sheni. That's not so shvur sending them away. He'll do a pesach sheni. For the Gemara b'meis nami. No, even may still shvur now. Why don't you matami b'meis? What are you telling me? He won't be able to bring korban chagiga. He'll be talking the first day yomtiv. Or the asked the other b'shvi on the hevel leishmini. On his seventh day, which is, he'll do it on Shvi, which is the eighth day of his Tumah, Shaloi. Let him do it on Shvi Shal Pesach. Because we're telling him now to touch the mace on Erev Pesach. So on Shvi Shal Pesach will be his eighth day. And the person becomes Torah on the eighth day. So let him bring the Korban Chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach. Because we hold this at Tashlumim. If somebody doesn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day, he has the rest of Yontif to bring it. So why are you telling me we're not going to be matam of this person? Because if we're matam him, he won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga on. He'll bring it on the eighth day of his Tumah, which is Shvi'ah Shepesach. There it is, Ksav Ula holds, Kula Tashlumah Derishininu. That's what we say, we didn't bring Korban Chagiga the first day. You have the rest of Yontif to bring it. It's called the Tashlumim of the first day. What does that mean? The Chaz Yibarishin. If somebody would have been able, he was Chaz, his goof, his body, he was Torah. He was able to bring the Korban the first day. But for some reason he didn't do it. Then we say, Chaz Yibakulei. He's allowed to have the next 7 days of Yom Pesach to make a Tashlum, to make up for that Korban they didn't bring. If anybody was told me the first day of Pesach that he wasn't roy to bring the Korban Chagiga today, that's Ula's halacha. Therefore, Ula says, if you have now 50-50%, and we want to make an eight so that everybody can bring a betumah, the best answer is tell one person here, get up and go chutz l'machne, go out of Yerushalayim, that you won't have the chiyuv to bring, you won't be in the count now of Pesach Rishon. Therefore, we're going to have rove people that are tumeim, and everybody now will bring Pesach betumah. This one person that went away can't do Pesach Rishon because he's not in Yerushalayim right now. So what? He'll do Pesach Sheni. What about the Korban Chagiga? By tomorrow, we'll come back into Yerushalayim and he'll bring the Korban Chagiga. So that's Ulu Zeitzah. Omlu Rav Nachman. So Nachum didn't like to say to Zilu v'yomel el Ula. Go tell Ula, man tzayis, who's going to listen to you, Ula? You're going to tell Hetzatzi that people mamas traveled the veld to come to Yerushalayim to bring a Karam Pesach. You're going to tell them, no, an Erev Pesach, pick yourself up and go out of Yerushalayim. Who's going to listen to you? Man tzayis, the Oka Sicha, pick up his pigs. Mishkin for riot and go away. That's a bit Eitzah. Nobody's going to listen to you. All the people now just pitched up the tent now to be in Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, to be in Karam Pesach. Punk to tell them now, get up and move away. That's a bit Eitzah. Therefore, the better Eitzah is to the time of the person. Itmar, Hoyeruban Zovin. What about the now Erev Pesach? Roiv Klai Yisrael had Tumah Zav on them. Umiyutam Tumei Mason. And a Miyut, a minority of the people, only had Tumei Mason. The Och is like this. Omar Rav, Oysan Tumeya Mason, these Miyutim of people of Tumeya Mason, Ainam Oysim Loy Berishim Loy Bisheni. They can't bring Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni. Rishon Loy Yavdi, they can't do a Pesach Rishon, they have a Miyutai, they're only a Miyut. Now, even though Rov Klaislo is Tumeyim, that we say Rov Klaislo is Tumeyim could bring him a Tumah, that's only Tumas Mace. But Tumah Zav is not like that. So we have now, Rov Wa Tumah Zav. Tumeyim Zav can't bring a korban, can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Versus Reuben Zavon, Loi Moslem Ever Rishon. Tumah Zav Bechlal is not Hutra B'tzivon. It's only Tumah Meis that's Hutra. So the people that are Tumeyim Zav can't bring a Pesach Rishon. These Miyot of people that are Tumeyim Meisim, they can't bring Pesach Rishon either, because they're only a Miyot. They're having Miyot or Miyot or Yavdib Rishon. These people are Miyot, they can't bring Pesach Rishon. B'sheni l'lami l'yavdi, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, they can't do it either. Why? Kol heichod l'yavdi tziva b'rishon, the klal of Pesach Sheni is like this. When Roy Tziva brought Pesach Rishon, there was only a minority of people that didn't do it. Then they're pushed off. Yavid yachid b'sheni. Then the minority could do it in Pesach Sheni. But kol heichod l'yavdi tziva b'rishon, when you don't have the majority of Klai Yisrael bringing a Pesach Rishon, like this year, because right with them were Tumei Yazovim. A Tumei Yazov can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Rishon, how many people brought the Pesach Rishon? A minority of people. 25% of the Yidden brought the Pesach Rishon. You never had the Locha to do a Pesach Sheni. Another Yisrael. Pesach Sheni is only when the majority of Yidden brought a Pesach Rishon. And there's a minority of people that are Tumei Yazov. These people are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But here, that only 25% of the Yidden were Torah, and they brought a Pesach Rishon, 75% can never bring a Pesach Sheni. One Yisrael. Omulu Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Zilu Omule, La'aba, go tell my father. Pesach says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael sa Pesach, b'mo yadoi. Is my Yavdis lay? What do you do with this Pesach? The Pesach Vayasu says, Klai Yisrael should bring the Korban Pesach. And you're telling me now, you have people that can't bring the Korban Pesach. So he didn't like his Chiddush. You're telling me now, they can't do Pesach Rishon, they can't do Pesach Sheni. Omulu, Zilu Omulu, ki have a kula zovin. When you have rolled Klai Yisrael with zovin, my Yavdis lay, what do you do? I mean, when people are Zav, they can't bring a Pesach. They can't bring a Pesach. So you can have a year that nobody brings a Pesach Rishon. El Akivon L'Yevsha, L'Yevsha. When you don't have it, you don't have it. Hachinam L'Yevsha. What do you want from me? This year you don't have a Pesach Sheni. Since only a minority brought Pesach Rishon, there's no din that a majority could do a Pesach Sheni. Therefore, in such a case, you don't have a Pesach Sheni. Itmar, Hoyeruban Tumeya Mason. What about Roiv Klai Yisrael was Tumeya Mace? Or Meyutin Zavin. And only a meat of the people touched the Zav. Is Rafunu Ramar. Ein Tashtumum Lepesach Abobetumma. So Locher is now that what, that since Roiv is Tumeya Mason, the Tumeya Mason are allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. Betumma. So now Pesach Rishon is bought Betumma. But who could bring it? Only Tumeya Mason. People that have a Tumah Zav, they're not allowed to bring the Pesach Rishon. So the Chura, they want to do what? Bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Chura, no, they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Ein Tashtumah L'Pesach Bo B'Tumah. If the Pesach Rishon was bought B'Tumah, then if you were Tomei Zav at Pesach Rishon and you couldn't do it then, you don't have a right to bring a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only said when Roiv Klai Yisrael bought Pesach Rishon B'Tairah. If the first Pesach was done B'Tairah, that means Roiv Klai Yisrael bought a B'Tairah, then there's a Chiddush Shakra, the Miyot, the minority that would Tumeyim then, even if you were Zav then. But you're pushed off the Pesach Sheni and your Torah, you can bring a Pesach Sheni. But in the case that Rov Klai Yisrael was Tumeyim a Pesach Rishon, and they had a right to bring a Pesach Rishon B'Tumah, even though you were a Zav and you couldn't bring it then, there's no din Pesach Sheni. His Ein Tashlumim the Pesach above B'Tumah. We have Adam Arav Roma. No, Yesh Tashlum the Pesach above B'Tumah. He also no. The Meister Rov Klai Yisrael bought a Pesach Rishon, even though they were Tameya. So now that Roy brought it, that's the Lacha. Anytime Rove Klai Yisrael made a Pesach Rishon, the Tameyim are pushed off the Pesach Sheni, and there is a Tashlumin. Even though it was brought the first one, but Tumas, so what? But you had 25% of a Tumas Dav, a people that are Zovim can't bring a Pesach Rishon, even though the Tzibu is Tameyim, so they could do a Pesach Sheni. So what's this Machlekis? Name of all Kimiflugi. The man, Dion, ain't Tashlumin the Pesach Abba Betumah. The first one that says no, that since the first Pesach was bought Betumah, the Tzimein can't do Pesach Sheni Ksavam, Tumah Dchuyi Betzibur. That's only Dchuyi Dikalochem. So now we say, Rashi, Bekushi Hutu Lakrob Hilkach, Le Meshavin Le Betarim Le Mitzchei Tzimein Le Sheni. Therefore, we don't say as if was Ramesh bought for Tyra, but no, the Pesach was bought Betumah, and when the Pesach Rishon bought Betumah, you can't make a Pesach Sheni. What's from the other man diyama? Or man diyama yesh tashlum lepesach abba betumah ksavam tumah hutra betzibur. He says this halacha when rov tzibur is tomei, you're allowed to bring it like hutra. So there's no nafka mina whether it's brought betumah or betairo. Hutra means the Torah didn't say halacha of tumah by pesach rishon. So rov klayus was tameiim. It's mamash like they're not tomei. It's like a regular place that rov Yisrael brought a pesach rishon. So halacha is the few people that are tameiim, they're pushed off the pesach sheni. So that's what this man diyama holds. That the first Pesach is Hutra. Therefore, there's a Pesach Sheni. I'm going to tell you a lie. The Kuli Yama holds like a Tumut Chuyi, but see, everybody holds no. The first Pesach is not called like it's Mamash Hutra. Havada was born, it was brought for Tumut, for it's the Chuyi. So what's this Machlekes now? Could a few people that were Zovim, could they do a Pesach Sheni or not? Of all Pligi. Ma Sovar, Tohoira Mitcha, Tumay Eloi Mitcha. That's exactly the Kosim. That only if the carbon was brought for Tyra